Trustees, we're back on, for meeting, with, our old beloved Blake Hamilton. Go ahead, Blake, with your report.
So the biggest thing that we need to talk about, is this in closed session now?
No.
No.
We need.
We're up on item D.
Still in open session.
So the only thing I really have is that we need to discuss something briefly in closed session.
Okay.
Hearing that, we'll do that, that's great. Then we'll move to, stand by. Treasurer's report. The district's financial, including budget versus actual, check register, liens, and the bank balances. Ms. Singer.
All right, so you guys have your, budgets versus actuals. It gives you everything up until, well, all the way January through December. Kind of gives you an idea of where we're at as far as percentages, what we used of our budget, what we haven't used of our budget. Your totals are on there. Liens, I'm placing, and this is really kind of hard, but we've had to move into placing some liens on Summit, on some of their properties. So, anyway. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I'm just putting it out there. So I've placed quite a few liens in the last couple of days, just to let you know.
Probably just to explain leading up to that.
Yeah.
Harry and myself, we talked to him.
Several times.
Financial people. Don's tried to do what he can, but we've talked to him multiple times. And I think in Nevada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I appreciate you being forthright in this meeting. That's okay. Mm-hmm. You did what you had to do. Good. All right. What else?
So anyway, there's quite a few liens out there. So we'll just move on with the balances. Your PTIF has got 121 in there. I had to borrow from that to cover some of the bills because of the liens. And so in the public funds we have, or in our general account, we've got $75,000. In the impact fee, there's $46,000. And in the public funds, it's showing $401,000, but that check hasn't cashed yet for Zim. So anyway, that being said, there's your balances. The liens are out there. There was probably an additional 10 that I had to put on that, and that was resulting in a communication between when Summit has released and I have property owners that we now bill. So there's, you know, communication that Summit's trying to help me with on their end with their people. When they transferred the information, some of it was correct, some of it wasn't correct. So I've placed a couple of liens on those now that we've been in contact with them. Still haven't paid on those. And I did have an issue on one of them.
I
had to get a little, huh?
I told you I'd pay.
Oh, talk about it. There was one company up there that owns seven different lots. And the communication back and forth when Nike was trying to help us with them, I felt so bad for Roy. I've been communicating since September with these guys on them trying to get us paid. They sent an international wire for their seven lots for to the tune of about $2,500. He kept emailing me, telling me that the funds were there for me to go pick up. I says, I can't pick them up. They need to be forwarded. Didn't bother to call me on or ask for my banking information. I mean, he basically sent it like it would be a Western Union. Just go pick it up. Can't do that. So last week, I got an email after I had finally called them, because it's all done in email and it was always back and forth. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just done. I'm going to call them. Well, I had the conversation with the lady that on their end, and I'd actually been talking to the owner of the lots, not with his people who do their financing. And she emails me, I guess it was last Thursday or Friday, I can't remember. And after about the 50th email and me telling them, I don't have your money, you guys need to do it this way, to put it in my bank. Nope, it's there, you need to go get it. She sends me an email and says, we've sent the money, and she forwards this email chain back and forth. Well, somehow my email had gotten hacked. And so they had gone in the back door, hacked my email, told her to send the funds to Banix, Mexico.
Yeah.
Of course, unbeknownst to me, I didn't know this until it come across. So I call her going freaking out going, what did you guys do? What did you guys do? Because they'd already originally sent it through Citibank, and that's when they just figured that it would be forwarded on to me. He supposedly was going to get his money back off of that. He didn't. And anyway, so she says, it came from your email. And I says, my email had been hacked because that is not me that I had forwarded on, the information onto. Well, of course, the money had already been picked up. And so it kind of got into a little bit of, I'm not going to lie, a pissing match. And they just blatantly said, that came from your email. You got hacked. You're screwed, basically, is what it boiled down to. So I picked up the phone. I told Roy to leave the room, which he didn't. But I went off, and I was not nice. It boils down to, after I talked to Blake about the emails and stuff, it kind of boiled down to, because it was my email that was hacked, regardless of whether they, you know, sent the money, how it was sent, whatever, we came to a compromise. And I went in, and we credited the invoices. And then I wrote a little nasty note back and said that I will no longer, as of December 1st, accommodate. I'm done. And that was the nice version. And so he called me Monday. The owner of this property called me Monday. We discussed everything. The wire was put in the bank yesterday. So just to let you know.
Yeah, she got pretty upset.
I was more than upset.
Man and only a few women.
I will not lie. There were some choice words that came out of my mouth, and I was not pleasant because I kept trying to tell her.
We gave her months to try and respond in a decent way.
And yes, and the sad part about it was I kept trying to explain to her, and she just kept talking over me, and I finally just had said, shut the hell, you know, anyway, I won't even tell you because it's being recorded.
We have payment protocols and policies, right, mm-hmm. on how people can pay personal checks, mm-hmm. whatever.
But, mm-hmm. and see, that was an issue. I said, quit sending it email or quit sending it wire. Well, we don't have a bank in the United States. I have to send it wire. It's the only way he pays his bills is an international wire. Okay, mind you, the invoices go to Miami, Florida. But their business dealings is outside of the United States, and they do not have a financial institution within the United States, and that's how they pay.
Wire into your account.
They just did. After we had a little meeting, it's in the account now.
Wow.
Should have done that first.
Well, and see, and that's the thing is, he just wired, excuse me, assuming that I could go pick the funds up, kind of like a Western Union, and when I told him I can't do that, it has to go into the account, that's when the words start flying. Sure. And then the email got hacked, and he sent it a second time to this Banex Mexico place. I'm like, I did not give you that information. It came from your email. I says, that was not me. So finally, this happened. The phone calls actually happened instead of emails, and then we got it worked out.
Great. Thanks for collecting the money. Paid for TV.
Good bill collector.
Oh, it was. Roy can tell you.
By the way, we'd like to contract with you during our Weber County Fair. We always like a good cat fight out.
Oh, it was more than a cat fight. I literally had, I'm sorry, but I had to apologize for a couple of words that came out of my mouth. So I'm sorry, Mark, but him and I went the rounds.
Was this Matias?
It was the other one, Leno.
Oh, Lionel.
Yeah, it was him.
But you're friends afterwards, huh?
Oh, yeah, we're okay now. But see, it was him that I was always talking to. It wasn't him I got in the fight with.
Yeah.
It was whoever the hell the woman is that works for him. Her and I. That's why he got involved. He's the one that called me because I sent an email, but you'd have to read the email. I was pissed and I let him have it. I was not happy and a few choice words came out of this mouth. And then I realized that Roy was still sitting there and I had to apologize. Like I told you to leave the room.
I'm still sure. You got 7 lots. I'm still trying to process.
Oh, he knows who it was as soon as I told him 7 lots, huh?
So this sort of lien process that we have, at a certain point, the prospects of collecting, we've come up with policies on what mm-hmm. we do in terms of, mm-hmm. you know, eliminating the connection from our inventory. So hopefully that we can sort out all these things
right.
before we get to that, because
right.
our interests well, are had, to serve people.
Right, and it had gotten to the point, and that's when I got Nike involved, was because, okay, I don't have the proper information.
Yeah.
So he was the go-to for the emails back and forth. And then once we finally got proper emails, that's when I started communicating with him. Well, they didn't bother to ask me for my information, where to, they just automatically sent a wire and then said, okay, here it is, go pick it up. Well, you can't do that. That's like a Western Union, and I can't do that. And I tried to explain that, but she just kept talking over and over and over me. And I'm like, listen to what I'm saying. I'm trying to stop you from doing this again. Man, I went off. So I did apologize. But anyway, there's your financials. We have liens.
Got it.
And you're good.
Fantastic. Thank you, Carrie. Do you feel better about it now, Beth?
I...
Come clean.
I'm... you know what?
You mean like a pan or anything like that?
No, I seriously... Friday was a good day because he called me the next morning and everything was good and I'm okay now, but just don't get her in front of me because I'll throw a puncher. I am not going to lie.
All right. My money's on Carrie.
Okay. I was going to...
We're good.
More on there, but that's okay. You know, appreciate that. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the public meeting for a closed strategy session to discuss the acquisition of real property, including any form of water right and any pending or reasonable imminent litigation.
I make that motion.
And a motion?
A second.
And a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's not a roll call vote, is it? Thank you. Go ahead.